Okay. It's 6:31, and I call the meeting to order. Ask everyone to stand to salute the flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag
The flag of
of
the
the
United
United
States of America
and to the
to the
republic
republic for which it
for which it stands,
stands,
one
nation
under God,
under God,
indivisible,
indivisible, with
with liberty and
liberty and
justice
justice for
for all.
all.
Thank you. I'll call the roll. Loretta?
Present.
Bob Leasy? Bob, I think you must be muted.
Here. Sorry.
Oh.
Thank you. That's okay. And Danny Soto?
I am here.
Okay, so we have a quorum, and we can go forward. I'll move
I'm
on.
sorry, Madam Chair. I'm sorry. Are you expecting others?
I don't believe so.
Okay,
I
I'll
think
keep an
we're
eye.
going
I'll keep an
to
eye,
have
but
here.
I'm multitasking, so I'll just keep an eye and for that. Okay.
Okay, perfect. Thank
All right.
you.
Thank you so much. Yep.
Okay. Zuri, you said that no one was from Imagineers was able to come, correct?
No, correct.
That's what I thought. So has everyone had a chance to read the minutes of the September 19th meeting?
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
Can I have a motion to accept?
I'll make that motion.
Danny, I don't think you can because you were absent. So it'd
Okay.
have to be Loretta or Bob.
I make
But
the
I'll make
motion that we accept the minutes of the September meeting.
Okay, I'll second. Is there any discussion on the minutes?
None.
Okay, hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right, motion carries. Let's approve the minutes. Additions, deletions, and corrections. Does anyone have them? I, for one, do not.
No, I'm good.
No.
All right. Is there anyone here from the public who wishes to speak? Is there anyone from the public who wishes to speak? Is there anyone from the public who wishes to speak? Hearing no one from the public, we'll move on to old business. So there was nothing new to report. I think they resubmitted the July
Right.
report. Is that correct, Zuri?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it was. Yes, they had nothing new to report.
Okay, so we'll just skip over that then. Those July minutes, I think, already approved. And we have the monthly report from Regina's. I think Regina's is not online. Does anyone have any questions on Regina's report?
Nope.
No.
Then we'll move on to new business. You have in your packet a proposal from Tegan Bond. It's for environmental services on CC Manor that we need in order to get the extra project-based vouchers that we were looking for. HUD requires them. Dory, do you want to speak on that at all?
Yes. So, yep, it's a requirement from HUD to complete this step in order to PBV the additional 15 units at CC Manor. The total that they are proposing is $32,900. When I spoke with Janet about this a while back, she said that she didn't have any concerns with us moving forward because the additional amount that we would charge with rent, we would make that rent, that amount back relatively quickly. So this is what they're proposing for the phase one, the phase two, the hazardous building material assessment, and the radon mitigation plan. So yep, it is a requirement. If we don't complete this step, then we cannot, PBV the additional units at CC.
Correct. Bob, you might be the only one who would remember, but I want to say it was maybe 2017, 2016, oh, maybe 20, I'm sorry, maybe
Yeah.
it was 2018, when we applied, we were wanted to apply for that grant, and Peter Hance
Oh.
had Tegan Bond do work.
Yes.
The process was a nightmare, but I have to say, I thought that Tegan Bond did a good job. I thought they were thorough and their report was really helpful and identified some concerns that they had. it wasn't, I think, on CC. It was maybe on one of the other units. But I thought that they did a good job, and they know our properties. So
yes.
That's the spot.
Yeah, you know what, in Zuri, you know, in contacting, you know, our finance, she was, that's fine, Janet. Is that ever?
Right.
That's her, what's her name, Zuri?
Janet.
Yeah, I think, yeah, I think that really kind of tells the story. It's pretty good.
Absolutely. Loretta and Danny, you're new to this. Do you have any questions about it? I know it's a lot of money, but I agree we'll make it back.
Yeah. No, I don't have any questions.
But it's something that has to be done, so.
Well, it's true, and I think having project-based everything over at Steiger has been helpful to us. Everybody's now on the same page. Everybody's on the same, formula for payments for rental. That will happen over there, and it will give us an increase, and it will allow us to maybe move forward in the future with some of the things that we'd like to do, like the lighting and the sidewalks and things like that. So,
right. And I just wanted to add, Linda, as well, when they were out, I believe it was in 2018, there mm-hmm. were some concerns that they found that, you know, by them completing this, that'll kind of remedy the concerns that were raised during that assessment. So I think regardless, it's necessary for them to do that.
All right. So do I have a motion to approve the dollar amount, the 32?
I'll make the motion that we approve the Tijan bond proposal not to exceed the $32,900 proposed.
Okay. Is there a second?
I second it.
All right. Any discussion? The motion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Yep.
All right, so we're moving right along. Zuri, we're at Subsidized Housing Coordinator's report.
Yes. So enclosed, as you guys can see, were the vendor payments that were cut for the month of September. As far as the vacancies that we have at Steiger, we do have unit 10. We did send the letter to the next person on the waiting list. We're just waiting for their response. Also unit 23, same thing. We're waiting for the response for the next person. CC and Manor, we recently had unit 85. The resident abandoned the unit. He did tell us verbally that he was planning on moving, but he never put it in writing or gave us official, you know, written notice that he was leaving or wanted to break his lease. So I'm actually working with the attorney to gain access to the unit because technically he's still active with us. He still has an active lease. As far as complaints at CC, there were a lot of calls that we received as far as non-residents parking in the parking lot. So I had reached out to Frank's Towing in Ansonia to see if we could, you know, partner with them and see if they could kind of, you know, browse the properties for unauthorized vehicles. Any vehicle that doesn't have a sticker or is not authorized by the housing authority, it will be towed. So we recently sent notification to all the residents. Legally, they have to put up signs before towing. So next Monday, they're going to, you know, start to check the properties and tow vehicles that shouldn't be there. So we've, you know, the office has been busy with residents coming in, making sure they have stickers and, you know, making sure their vehicles are authorized so their cars are not towed. As far as Lakeview, the only vacancy that we have right now is Unit 2, and I do have a showing scheduled for that next week. So, you know, we're just working hard to get people in as soon as possible. The cameras. Steiger is actually being set up this week. By tomorrow, hopefully, they'll be finally finished with the cameras. And then the only ones left would be the remaining at CC. But the cameras are also, you know, almost completed, which is a good thing.
Yes.
And I think yeah. As far as my notes, I think that's all I had as far as my notes. Yeah, that's all.
Commissioners, do you have any questions for Zuri?
Yeah, Zuri, just simple. I know that the $280 to Shelton Printing, are those for the maintenance guys?
Right. Yeah, for the good T-shirts and the sweatshirts.
All right. Yeah. Listen, they do a lot of work in those, but I think it's important that they're identified.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we had to order a few extra shirts for the new person and also sweatshirts with it getting colder.
Yeah, fine. I think that's definitely important.
Yeah, for sure.
Do we make them for people who leave, you know, for the folks who've left, do we ask them to turn the shirts back in?
No. Okay. That's, you know, for the past few people that have left, we didn't ask them for that, no. Yeah, we kind of just buy them fresh each time.
Oh no, I didn't mean to recycle them. I just meant so that they don't wear them with the identity and not be working for us. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
I agree with that.
I can.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can do that moving forward, but in the past we have not.
Just if you decide to do that, whoever gets hired new, put it in your policy and procedures that when they come to get their last paycheck, they must bring all their shirts and any equipment that belongs to you before they could get their last check. I agree with you guys because I've working in Bridgeport and sometimes somebody does something and we identify them by a shirt or a hat or so on and so forth. And then they come back to your facility looking for that individual. So I think you should ask for all any equipment back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Good. So can I come then to add this to the policy?
Yeah, I can talk with Attorney Samaruga as far as adding that. I know that the equipment that's already there, but the shirts, I can ask him to add that. That shouldn't be a problem.
Okay. So Danny, you make the motion. Is there a second on that?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Okay, thank you. So that leaves us executive session. Now, we tried to address this personnel issue last month, and the party was not present, and they have a right to be. Zuri, did you have a chance to speak with him?
Yes, I did. He actually is calling in. He might be in the waiting room now. He just told me that he's calling in.
Okay. Let me text Mark because he's running another meeting. I mean, literally running it, not on Zoom. He's running a live meeting. I'm not sure that he's going to be prepared to let us in and out of executive session, but let me try. I'm just going to text him. I'll be back.
Now, this person that's coming on, who are we talking about? Because
our maintenance guy that racked up the charges on the work cell.
Oh, okay. We're still dealing with this. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We are. So hang on 1 second.
Did she go outside?
Who, me? I'm just trying to text Mark. So far, I don't have a response. So sadly, if he doesn't come on in a few minutes, then we're probably going to have to kick it over one more month.
I'd rather not. I mean, this is ongoing. I know I've been a little MIA myself, but I agree with you. Why keep prolonging this issue?
Well, it's only that the protocol is we're not supposed to identify him by name. And and if we call it as an executive session, which is what it's down for, then they can't have access to any discussion. They can only have the public and the person who types the notes can only have access once we come out of executive session. And we can't go to executive session.
No, I get that.
So it's all procedural, Danny. It's nothing but procedure. But I don't want us to get any lawsuits to say we didn't follow the protocol.
No, I hear you.
Yeah.
All right, so it's 6:56. I'm going to give him, if you mind, I'm going to give him to 6:50. And if we don't, then I'll entertain a motion to carry it over one more month. And you can give the employee my deepest apologies. I know it's got to be nerve-wracking as well for him.
I think he's on the call. He said he's in.
Yeah, there's a number on here. I see another person on here, the 203-819, blah, 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 blah. I don't know if that's him, yep. But it's not muted or anything, so I don't know if he's here listening.
That is
or
him.
Not.
Yeah,
hello,
he said he...
Hello? Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, okay, I really can't hear you guys. It's going in and out. Like, you guys talk and it's cut off, and then it comes back on, it cuts off and back on, but... I can hear somewhat.
I'm sorry. You know, what I was saying is procedurally, the executive session portion where we talk to you and you talk to us about what happened, it needs to be held in private. So he needs to be able to come on and shut the recorder off until I text him that we're out of executive session. Then we can take a vote on whatever we discuss, and he opens up the tape recorder for the vote and then to adjourn the meeting. If we can't do it correctly procedurally, I'm so sorry. I know it's been hanging over your head for a while. I would really like not to carry it over, but I don't want to do anything procedurally wrong either. I don't want to violate your rights. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm giving him a few more I texted him. I asked him to let you in. Apparently he did let you in to the meeting, but as far as getting us in and out of executive session, he's the host, so he's the only one who can do that.
Okay.
All right. If he doesn't come on in the next few minutes, will you be able to come back next month the same way? It won't be an in-person meeting. It'll still be a Zoom.
No, that's fine.
Okay. All right. I have 649. Okay, I have 6:50. So can I have a motion to carry this over until next month, and we'll deal with it in a different way, maybe?
Okay.
Is there any way maybe send them maybe another text real quick?
Sure. Yeah.
Just say, hey, we're still waiting. What's the word? And if we don't hear from him in two more minutes, then we'll go from there.
Okay. Okay, text sent.
It doesn't surprise me, Linda. They must be having a hell of a meeting.
Sure they are.
At this time of year.
You're not kidding. It's the first in-person meeting. We opened up the headquarters.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, he must be.
Yeah, it is what it is, I guess.
Yeah. You need a motion?
I do.
I'll make a motion that we carry over the personnel matter into executive session at next month's meeting.
Hey, do I have a second?
I second.
Right. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. So the last item is adjournment. It is now 6:53. I have a motion to adjourn.
I make a motion that we adjourn the meeting.
Okay. And do I have a second? I'll second,
second.
It. It's 6:54. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
We are
officially
adjourned.
Zuri, I'll probably be there tomorrow morning.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Thank
you.
To
sign checks.
Okay. Yes, I will. After I see Dr.
Okay. No, all right. Thanks, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Have a good night. Bye.
You too.
Bye.
Bye. Let me call this one. The meeting stopped.